Senator Obama called his fellow senator, Hillary Clinton, a compromised Washington insider yesterday. Obama is on the attack after spending much of last week on the defensive. He is still behind Clinton by about 5 or 6 percentage points in Pennsylvania. Slate.com's chief political correspondent John Dickerson has been traveling with the Obama campaign. And John, where are you now?
I'm in Scranton at the moment, where Obama had an event last night and where I'm catching up with Hillary Clinton, who's got an event here this morning.
And so what are you seeing on the campaign trail?
Well, it's gotten very heated here in the last moments. That may seem like a redundancy since it's been pretty heated for a while in Pennsylvania, but Barack Obama is, in his closing argument, spending a considerable amount of time telling voters about the choice they have between him and Hillary Clinton. It's not just positive messages, which is sometimes how candidates end their campaigns before voting day. And Hillary Clinton is hitting right back, and I expect her to again today.
Well, you know, Senator Obama has made a point of not going negative for much of this race. So is this a turning point?
Well, it is a bit of a turning point. The campaign wants to basically end it in Pennsylvania, and they're hoping that they can shrink the margin to such a small amount or even win that this might be possible.
So specifically, what are they doing behind the scenes?
Well, on Saturday in particular, Senator Obama had a train tour through Pennsylvania, and on the stump at every stop, he was talking about these petty distractions. But in between stops, his campaign was holding a conference call in which they raised the issue again of Hillary Clinton's fantastical tale about being under sniper fire in Bosnia. Now, this was particularly relevant because Senator Obama in the last debate had singled out that story as one of the particular distractions and said, you know, Hillary Clinton should sort of be let off the hook because everyone misspeaks. Having said that, his campaign was nevertheless raising it a bit out of the blue in a conference call with former military veterans who were saying that Clinton's tall tale about being under sniper fire meant that she lacked the moral authority to be president.
And meanwhile, Senator Clinton is also on the attack and has attacked Senator Obama for having some thin skin after the debate last week.
That's right. She says he's been whining about the tough treatment he got in the campaign. She's also complaining about television ads that he's running that attack her health care plan, saying that, again, his words and his high-flown rhetoric about changing the political system are inconsistent with the television ads that he's running. So she's trying to hit back as hard as she's being hit.
Now, he has a lot more money than she does. Do you see that on the ground there in Pennsylvania?
Yes, the ads are all the time on the air. They appear to be Obama ads, although she's up on the air as well, but he's vastly outspent her.
John, just a couple of weeks ago, Senator Clinton was ahead of Barack Obama by double digits, something like 16 percentage points. Now it's down to 5 or 6 points. So are you hearing any talk behind the scenes, either by the campaigns or by the DNC, that if she does not win a significant amount of the popular vote or of the delegates, that she'll pull out?
Well, there's always that talk. We'll really have to see what the margin is and what voting blocks go in which direction. The delegate split, as you point out, isn't going to be as important as the margin in the popular vote. There have certainly been additional rumblings. Howard Dean even seemed to move a little bit closer to telling basically the superdelegates to start making their decisions now in advance of when this process is actually going to be over in June. And so there is that rumbling. There is all of this talk about whether it hurts the party. But really, it will depend on how poorly Senator Clinton does to see if any of that chatter morphs into what really needs to happen, which is superdelegates coming out and saying that they're for Barack Obama and creating a tide that might force her to step down.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com, traveling with both campaigns in Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Thank you.